Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
It's Wrestling Observer Live. We're live 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, Sundays, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific, and little old Saturday show, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. It's Jim Valley.
Thicker than a Snickers.
The effing king of recovery.
Faster than a cat with whiskers.
Back because of the fans.
Each and every one of you.
The largest gathering of trailer park trash.
You all fat, neck bearded, mouth breathing trolls.
They don't have adrenaline in their soul.
As you know, I've beaten death 6 times. 6-0. I swear to God, these 3-hour SmackDowns are gonna kill me. SmackDown's gonna kill me. Thank you for the great response last week as I unpacked everything from the new amended Janelle Grant lawsuit. Had a lot of positive response. I appreciate that. Gives me a little faith in humanity. Of course, it's also so important that only the usual credible podcast talked about it. None of the grifters. That's how you can tell they're grifters. Of course, there were exactly 0 questions about it. The Royal Rumble press conference. Basically, all the questions were, how do you feel about being so awesome and basking in your awesomeness? That line, by the way, is from my new friend Meg, follower on Blue Sky at Student of Sound. We do have news today. WWE releases several talents, and we have a new and very surprising Defy World Heavyweight Champion. Some crazy stuff out of Seattle last night. Will Ospreay gives a pedigree to Triple H? What? Sort of. In the multiverse, he did it anyway. Plus, I'll save you a lot of time. I'll cover the 3-hour SmackDowns. A waste of my time. It is basically a 2-hour show stretched over 3 hours. I've watched them now. I've come to conclusion. I cannot wait for them to end. All right, got a lot to do. Stand by. Jim Valley. Wrestling.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of 2 or 3 pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
You hear that?
That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Sports Overnight America from Phoenix.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live, Jim Valley. You might know me under my YouTube name, I Show Sick. 300 million views for Braun Breaker spearing I Show Speed at the Royal Rumble. Now, a little over 2 million people watched the Rumble worldwide on Netflix, but 300 million saw the spear. So, I Show Speed is 150 times more popular than WWE. Do I have that right? Also, One Punch knocks out Akira Tozawa at the Rumble, but he and Carmelo Hayes go over 7 minutes on SmackDown Friday night. What's that about all those people talking about WWE and realism again? Look, it doesn't bother me that they do that with Kenta. I understand you gotta fill time, but these fanboys talking about realism and then ignoring stuff like that gets on my nerves. Last night in Seattle, Washington, the 615-day reign of Kenta as the Five World Champion came to an end. The new champion, Ricky Starks. Yes, Ricky Starks. You might remember him from, well, not much these days. He's been in AEW purgatory for quite a while now for reasons. Seems like a nice guy. I wish him the best. It's another feather, though, in Defy's cap, as they have a very unique and, I think, desirable world champion who people will pay to see in Seattle and probably Las Vegas over WrestleMania weekend. I imagine they're sold out, but still. Also imagine Starks will be there. And also, the ref who counted the pin gave Ricky the title, Aubrey Edwards. Also last night, in Defy, Golden Globe Award winner, Paul Walter Hauser, beat Joey Janela in a Seattle street fight. What exactly is a Seattle street fight? Probably the wokest street fight ever. You throw fish at each other. The first person to battle through 12 Starbucks wins. I I saw a video. Paul did a senton off the stage onto Janela. Told that Paul took a ton of damage, even though Joey Janela was clearly limited by his torn bicep. Local Northwest tag team American Guns, Ethan HD and Mike Santiago reunited to defeat local favorites, heels, the Midnight Heat. Those guys are great. Defy Women's Champion Marina Shafir defeated Zemea by submission. Nick Wayne beat Marcus Mathers with, now see if you can figure this out, a double underhook destroyer. A friend of mine who saw it said he'd never seen that move before. I'm guessing you got the arms in the double underhook, and then you flip. Anyway, throughout the match, they kept teasing a kiss, and the crowd was chanting for them to kiss. So they did kiss at the end. I don't know. Guess you had to be there. Now that sounds like a Seattle street fight. The Bollywood Boys, you remember them as the Singh Brothers from WWE. Now they have been baby faces for years in Defy. And they turned heel and bloodied up C4, classic Cody Chun, who you've seen on AEW, and Guillermo Rosas on their way to victory. The Bollywood Boys beat them. And then Sinner and Saint retained the Defy tag team titles in a trios ladder match. Under Freebird rules, they team with Evan Richard to defeat Desperados. However, the big angle came right after the ladder match. Ricochet. Yes, Ricochet. Came out wearing the Kingdom robe that he won on Dynamite. And he tried for like 8 minutes to cut a promo, but the crowd would not let him. Crowd chanted, F you, you're bold, shut the F up, and Swerve is gonna kill you. And sure enough, Swerve came out with Prince Nana. I believe that's the first time Nana has been in Defy. They confronted Ricochet. Swerve attacked him. But Ricochet poked Swerve in the eye, got away with the robe. Very hot and unexpected angle. People loved it. Now, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with Ricky Starks. Does he return to AEW TV? Is this something to keep him occupied before he moves to the next phase of his career, whatever that is? We'll see. Now, if you think that's weird, it gets weirder. Will Ospreay showed up Friday at the EVE Multiverse Rumble. He gave a middle finger to someone cosplaying as Triple H and then gave that person a pedigree before he was eliminated by someone cosplaying as Shane McMahon. Allow me to explain. As you probably know, EVE is a women's promotion in England. They did this multiverse rumble where participants dressed up as different wrestling characters. And Anita Vohan entered the match as Triple H. And apparently Ospreay has bitter feelings still towards the WWE chief content officer. He flipped off Anita playing Triple H for giving her a pedigree. And then Ospreay was eliminated by Rain Leverkusen, who was portraying Shane McMahon. So make that for what you will. That's very funny, though. A multiverse rumble. I mean, I think it's a great idea for an indie show. I don't know if it's something I want to see somewhere else, but it's multiverse, so that's why you can have a man in a all-women's rumble event. Triple H, Will Ospreay, and then Shane McMahon. I mean, I guess it makes sense that way. You know, if he gets eliminated by Shane, he's not coming out on top of WWE. It's all tit for tat, and it's all even out in the end. So, coming up on the show, as you probably know, some talent have been reportedly released or not re-signed by WWE. And also, there's an awful incident that has led to the reported firing of a talent in AEW. Also, we'll talk about a very special birthday that's today, and I will slog through SmackDown. It's like when you have 10 pounds of laundry and 5 pounds of soap. They had 2 hours of content and 3 hours to get through. I understand Jey Uso has a long intro and walk to the ring. There is no reason Drew McIntyre needs to take his own sweet time getting to the ring. Also, we'll talk about AEW's Grand Slam controversy and AEW's communication and, I don't know what you want to call it, a marketing issue, a public relations issue, an image problem. Either way, I find it fascinating how AEW has tons of popular talent, yet they get the rub from none of it as a company. We'll explore that. And also, speaking of birthdays, in the chat, Dragon John says, today is Siri's birthday. So, happy birthday to Siri from Stardom, one of the greatest female athletes wrestling anywhere in the world today. We'll talk WWE releases, some firings, and we'll start a slog through SmackDown. Stand by, Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
It's Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live. Someone mentioned, like I said, it's Sherry's birthday today, so happy birthday to her. Before we get into WWE releases, Fightful is reporting that Bear Boulder has been fired from AEW, and he was arrested for battery strangulation on January the 13th. The victim is reportedly his fiance. So, yay, dear, about incidents like that. That's too bad for everybody. The WrestleMania bloodbath that comes every year may have come early this year. We'll see. It's pretty much a tradition, as you know, that WWE always announces a number of releases not long after WrestleMania. But can we expect more after WrestleMania? I don't know. But I can't say that I don't know that any of the names are shocking. PW Insider and Fightful reporting that the following releases have occurred. Paul Ellering and the authors of Pain, they haven't been used much lately. Sonya Deville's contract is not being renewed. Last time we saw her, she was part of the Alan Parsons Project. What was it? The Pure Prairie League? Electric Light Orchestra? Wait, no. I've been told it was the Pure Fusion Collective. Man, I saw them the other night at Jazz Alley. Oh my God, so good. So good. Should release the person who came up with the name Pure Fusion Collective. Cedric Alexander on his social announced that he has been released from WWE, and a lot of people speculating that he may end up in AEW, maybe with the Hurt Syndicate. We shall see. And then also released, Blair Davenport, who really hasn't done much on SmackDown. Wasn't even part of the Royal Rumble. Oh, someone's, the Good Brothers has been released. I didn't see that one. I missed that one. I have not seen that. We'll have to take a look. Someone in the chat saying Good Brothers also released. But Blair Davenport has also been released. Bea Priestley from Stardom. Former Red Belt champion. You know, B may have resting bitch face, but she is the sweetest person. You may remember that Fumi and I called the Stardom pay-per-view during WrestleMania 35 weekend in New York. And, you know, we're supposed to have like a transport take us to the venue, the nightclub, I forget what it's called, where House of Glory runs. But anyway, it ends up we take the subway. So it's very funny. We're on the subway with the whole Stardom roster. They're dressed in their street gear. They've got their rollerboards with their wrestling gear with them. And there are fans on the subway wearing Stardom gear who are unaware they're literally inches away from the Stardom roster. Yeah, that was in 2019. Thank you. God, how time flies. Lots of things have happened to me since 2019. 2019, I thought I was on an upswing. Wrong. Anyway, so we're on the subway, and you know, B. Priestley is, you know, a lot of the women, they're very nice, but they don't speak a lot of English. There's only a handful of young women with us that are part of the Stardom roster that speak English. And B was so nice and so friendly and so helpful to me. I will never, ever forget that. I mean, I don't really talk to her now or anything like that, but Bea Priestley is a sweetheart. Oh, she's so nice. It was very funny. I was, when I was a kid, my father died when I was 8. And not long after that, I went to go visit my aunt, his sister, who lived in Orange, Connecticut at the time. And she took us into the city on a train. We went to Macy's. And I just remember at the top of Macy's, if you go up near the top, the escalators are made of wood. And I was there in 78 or whenever I went, and they're there now. And so I was up there having a moment looking at the old escalators, I remember, with my aunt. And, you know, and up comes Bea Priestley and who she was dating at the time, Will Ospreay. So I say hi to Bea, and Will is like, he's giving me the side eye. You know, who is this, Mark? Why are they talking to my girlfriend? And Bea was like, oh, hey, Jim. And she was like, hey, this is Jim. He does the announcing for us at the pay-per-view. Will relaxed and we were cool. And we walked back to the hotel together and kind of commiserated about how terrible our accommodations were, because they were. That Pennsylvania Hotel, or whatever you call it, Hotel Pennsylvania, across from the Garden, it's garbage. Will was like, there's a rat in my room. I was like, yeah, I know, it's awful. Anyway, but Bea Priestley's nice. I would imagine she'll end up somewhere. I know, what, did she have issues with some people in AEW, I think? But, you know, she could go to Marigold. She could certainly go to Stardom. We shall see, but I wish her nothing but the best. She was always incredibly helpful and incredibly nice to me. So I will always be very grateful and have a special place in my heart for Bea Priestley. SmackDown Friday night. 3 hours. Pointless. You know, they don't feature new stars. It's the same stars you had before. You don't get, like, more action. Just longer entrances, more backstage stuff, which may or may not be relevant, and unnecessary long in-ring segments. Just, this could still be a 2-hour show. It's fascinating to me. Everything in the world today is now faster. Attention spans are tiny. But this show, it's like it's on half speed. This thing had a YouTube name. It'd be called I Show Slow. Oh my gosh. And someone said, yeah, it's also more commercials. No kidding. It's like, I get it. Everyone wants to eat. Jey Uso's entrance is going to take a long time. I get that. I'm fine with that. There is no reason. No reason. Drew McIntyre needs to dawdle as he's walking to the ring. Get your kilted ass in the ring. Everything is just so slow. It's just like they're trying to drag it out. And I hate it. These things are garbage. Katana Chance and Caden Carter, newest members of the SmackDown roster, announced by Nick Aldis. Show open with Jey Uso. Now, I had it on DVR, so I fast-forwarded from the point, show open. Backstage segments of people walking. Recap of the Rumble. Uso's entrance. 11 minutes before Jay said his first words on the microphone. 11 minutes. Cody came out so happy for Jay. Jay can't decide if he's going to stand across from Cody, challenging him at WrestleMania, or stand next to him as the World Heavyweight Champion. Cody's busted up. He's got fluid on his elbow, and doctor says he needs to take it easy, but that doctor's not WWE Champion. Jacob Fatu, Tama Tonga come out. Jacob says, family needs that title back, Cody. Uso hit Tonga with a super kick. Jacob hit Jay with a super kick. Attack Cody. Come back by the baby faces. And boom. We have our main event. Bianca Belair beat Piper Niven. Qualify for the Elimination Chamber. Carmelo Hayes going to face Tozawa later in the show. DIY comes out standing in the ring. Ask the crowd to cheer for your two-time WWE Tag Team Champions. The crowd did not. Out comes Pretty Deadly. You know where this segment's going. Nowhere. Talk about it next. Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
You You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Yeah, by the way, people in the chat are correct. I checked, and Fightful is reporting that the Good Brothers have been released by WWE again. These guys have got a yo-yo career. They're in, they're out, they're in, they're out. They're in, they're out. Somebody says in the chat, one thing I like about the recent SmackDown, Jacob Fatu getting a live mic. Yeah, he's been great. I think a lot of people knew. He was great. So, yeah, it's very impressive. But still, the show is so long. I can't wait till it goes back to 2 hours. Anyway, DIY has the crowd to cheer. They did not. Blah, blah, blah. Outcome's pretty deadly. They helped DIY. Didn't get the title shot. Nick Aldis comes out and says, they can have a shot. They can beat DIY tonight. Quick match. The blonde one rolled up Ciampa, holding the ropes. They get a title match next week. Miz and Andrade had words backstage. Cody comes up. Miz asks Cody if they can still be friends. He can still be friends with Jay if Jay picks him to wrestle at WrestleMania. Cody looked concerned. Drew McIntyre came to the ring very slowly. Drew acknowledged being pissed off and storming out at the Rumble, but made it sound like a storyline. He's on SmackDown. He and Nick Aldis have been friends since they were teenagers, and Aldis promised opportunity and that Drew can be himself. Jimmy Uso came out. He's Big Jim, and he needs to win tonight. Punch his ticket to WrestleMania. Drew goes, hey, Jay, or Jimmy. It's very funny. LA Knight comes out, looks into the camera, and tells the men, it's okay to cry. It's good for mental health. Doesn't make you less of a man. Then he makes fun of Drew for crying. Three things are certain in life. Death, taxes, Drew McIntyre crying. He even called him Drew McIncryer. Knight said he's going to give Jimmy and Drew something to cry about, dashing their WrestleMania hopes. Anyway, then Knight says, oh, wait, I forgot to get my stuff in. Talking about, obviously, the controversy at the Royal Rumble. So he had a triple threat match. Drew pinned LA Knight. Knight was going for the BFT on Jimmy when Drew hit the Claymore, and both of them pinned Knight. Backstage segment, Damian Priest, Braun Strowman. Sounds like an elimination qualifier next week. Priest, Strowman, Jacob Fatu. Replay of Kevin Owens injuring Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn is out for a while with compacted spine or something. Owens said Zayn is a horrible friend, disgusting human being, and he will never forgive him. Until next time when they team and they're best buddies. So Owens says he will make Zayn pay. So after getting put out of the Rumble with one punch, took Carmelo Hayes 7.5 minutes to beat Tozawa. Now look, I don't care. Those fanboys who talk about realism in WWE never talk about this. Never talk about the superplex on the first Netflix. None of that stuff. No word from anyone on Roman Reigns' health. Jerry Lawler in the crowd stood up, waved to the Memphis audience. Look good. Good to see the king. R-Truth is shown with Tozawa backstage. He left him once he saw Jey Uso. Truth called Jey Uso the king of the ring. Jey said, Royal Rumble. Then he said Tozawa yeeted on himself before leaving. Cody walked up, asked Jey what he was thinking about when it comes to WrestleMania. Jey said he's undecided, walked away. Charlotte Flair, looking lean. Oh my word. Asked the crowd if they loved her. Some people did. Or hated her. Mostly hated. Tiffany Stratton came out and said, she surpassed Charlotte. She's tired of being compared to Charlotte. And begged Charlotte to choose her. So she can show everyone once of all. Nia Jax and Candace came out. Nia Jax getting a title shot next week. Alexa Bliss came out. She beat Candace in an elimination qualifier match. Backstage, a lot of women want Chelsea Green's title. Next week, Chelsea Green's going to win the qualifier, then win the Elimination Chamber, and become the first double champion at WrestleMania. She also told Piper to get her more security. So, see what that means. She can have an entourage. Main event time. Cody Rhodes, Jey Uso beat Jacob Fatu and Tama Tonga. Cody hit the crossroads on Tonga for the pin. Then, a man in a black hoodie came out. Laid out Cody with the Samoan spike. A black hoodie. Where have we seen that before? Oh yeah, all of 2023 and 24. It's the return of Solo Sikoa. AEW Collision tonight, three-way. Trios match. Undisputed Kingdom 2.0. And Daniel Garcia versus Shane Taylor Promotions. Mark Briscoe versus Kyle Fletcher. Thunder Rosa versus Penelope Ford. Bandido and Brian Keith in a bounty match. Mariah May's glamorous exhibition match. Also segments Okada, Buddy Matthews face off, and Harley Cameron in her Harley halftime or halftime Harley concert. You'd think this is going to be the big confrontation to set up the match at, in Australia between Harley. Between Harley and Mercedes Moné. Now, I imagine we're going to set up more stuff for Collision Grand Slam in Australia tonight from Brisbane, Australia. But what's up with wrestling today? Is it that people are being used to being spoon-fed by WWE? Is it the second string phenomenon that everyone's on their phone and not watching the television? I don't know. A few weeks ago, I explained the whole Tony Storm storyline. And guess what?
Where do you put yourself in those names?
I was right. Top five in history. Now we have, there was one Australian fan upset because he thought it was a pay-per-view. Never knows. And they, and a lot of fans are upset because they see Collision as secondary show. Or else it appears it's only 2 hours. Look, maybe it could be not a great show tonight. But, in Australia, AEW almost always delivers solid wrestling. Sometimes the stories miss, but it's not like the old Vince Russo, Disco Inferno, Crash TV embarrassment. You know what I mean? By and large, you know, the major promotions, yeah, you can have maybe a match that's a little rusty or someone's a little off on a promo, but by and large, wrestling today is pretty damn good and pretty damn solid. You know, Royal Rumble, you can say it's predictable and they didn't deliver a lot of surprises, but, you know, it's never a bad show. AEW almost always delivers solid wrestling. Sometimes stories miss. And like I said, it's not like the old days. City of Brisbane's government paying AEW to come in. Given AEW probably wants to come back and pay it again. I think it's safe to say they're going to attempt to put on a satisfying show. They've lined up all their Australian stars in title matches. You'd think at least one new champ from down under is going to be crowned. And their most praised storyline featuring their biggest Australian star is seemingly culminating next Saturday. Not only that, here in the U.S., Collision following the NBA All-Star Game on TNT. A lot of reasons think AEW is going to put its best foot forward. Not a guarantee, but you would think. But yet people are upset. I don't think they're seeing the big picture. There are more forces pointing toward a great show. Should have some great wrestling. Okada versus Buddy Matthews. That's going to be something if they're given time. This whole thing reminds me of the Spokane Dynamite right before Wrestle Dynasty. I think it was Dynamite. People messaged Brian Alvarez saying they didn't go because they didn't know it was going to be good. What? It's a go-home show before a pay-per-view.
You're irritating me now.
That's when stuff happens. If you don't know that, that's on you. Or you're 6 years old. Anyone who's watched wrestling for, say, 2 months should figure that out. 13,000 people sold show. And while AEW did have to move from the stadium, 13,000 people still a big crowd for AEW. It should be electric, and it should inspire the wrestlers to do their best. You know, AEW's image problem is fascinating. If you and I took a microphone out, like Billy on the street, and asked wrestling fans, hey, what do you think of Samoa Joe? Joe's great. Love Joe. The guy can't miss. Everything he does is gold. You ask somebody, hey, what do you think about Toni Storm? Oh my God, she's on fire right now. What do you think of Mark Briscoe? Oh my gosh, Mark Briscoe's so great right now. Doing it for his brother Jay. He connects with the crowd like nobody else. You know, you could go down the roster and everybody would go, Christian's doing his best work. Love Christian right now. You know, Cope, not sure about the name, but dude tries every time out. You know, there's a lot of great things. What about Harley Cameron? Harley Cameron's hilarious. Maybe the funniest person in wrestling right now. Mercedes Moné. Oh my gosh. She's had amazing matches with talent all over the world. Hurt Syndicate. They're awesome. You know, but you ask someone about AEW. Tony Khan can't book. Blah, blah, blah. You know, it's amazing. You have all of this talent in AEW, who's got tons of goodwill, very well liked, very popular, doing great work. As individuals, you love them. But you put them all together, oh, it's garbage. It's garbage. Oh, it's the worst. Tony Khan, Tiny Khan. Tiny Khan can't book. Tiny Khan needs to listen to Jim Cornette. Needs to listen to the guy at the strip club. Needs to listen to the guy who's getting the deal in the United States one of these years. It's just amazing. Every time, every Wednesday. It's a great show. Oh my gosh, great show. By Thursday, that great show is now a disaster for some reason. It's remarkable. The image problem that AEW has. I guess all because of Tony Khan, I guess. I mean, look, I'm not the biggest fan, and I've said this, of how the Death Riders started. I think all the people in the Death Riders are doing great work, but the start was a little wonky. And even though it's apparently got some shoot in there, the way a lot of these people really think about the roster, you know, I'm not sure the people completely buy that. But I can't deny, every time Mox is doing killer work, maybe Pac is doing killer work, Claudio, Wheeler Yuta, everybody. Marina Shafir is probably going to level her up at some. But I guess my point is, attention. You know, look around. If you're in Australia, think about it. It's a paid show. Okay, someone said in the chat, Jim is AEW's Baghdad Bob. What am I lying about? What am I lying about? Go ahead. Oh, wait. Good time. Tell me what I'm lying about. Give me something specific. Last couple of minutes, what did I say that was wrong? One lie. Where are the lies? Fox is doing great promo. Anyway, Death Riders are awful. Look, the storyline isn't clicking. I've said that. Anyway. Someone says, remember when everyone liked the Hurt Syndicate in WWE? They went to AEW. Oh, they're old. It's like, what happened? Hurt Syndicate, I was like, I don't know if you want WWE.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
It's an interesting comparison. I think that, I mean, you know, they're both willing to put people over. And clearly, at some point, Mox is going to lose to someone. You know, Mox is, you know, it's not like he's not willing to do that. And I think that Tony sees Mox as a leader and a guy who sets an example for the last, for the rest of the locker room. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, if he is a Cena, I don't see it as a negative, I guess is what I'm saying. I don't see it as a bad thing. Anyway, I probably got to take a break. Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live. Sorry about that. They probably cut me off on that thing. Oh, well, it's like it was playing commercials in my ear. And I don't know why. So, anyway. Oh, what is this? Oh, there it is. Ah, that's going to be interesting. You're very welcome, Billy. Anyway, where are, hey, Daniel, where are we? I'm just doing a show. Me, I'm doing a show. Anyway.
Yeah, we already went to break.
Okay. Well, you're playing commercials in my ear. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
In the chat, we've got someone saying, Brandon Thurston posted Linda McMahon's Senate confirmation hearing for a nomination as education secretary set for Thursday, February 3rd at 10 a.m. Eastern. Someone says, damn, the Ring Boys lawsuit not phasing her. Well, I'll tell you what. It's not just going to be the Ring Boys lawsuit. It's going to be Janelle Grant. And look, she's going to be confirmed. There's no question about it. But, you know, understand that the people that support Trump are not going to see and hear anything about the Ring Boys, Janelle Grant, anything. But who knows? Trump has already said he wants to destroy the Department of Education, and he said, literally, he wants Linda McMahon to not have a job. So, we'll see how performative this whole thing is. It's all wrestling, after all. Believe me, it's all wrestling. Anyway, thank you for being here on a show. It's Jim Valley. I will not be here next week. The week after, I will be, so. It's Wrestling Observer Live.